Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hi, everybody. We're back. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. We had an interview with Dr. David Gang this week, with a researcher at Washington State University, about an alternative to modifying our citrus crops. Have a listen. We have David Gang, an associate scientist at WSU Institute of Biological Chemistry. That's Washington State University. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. The reason we wanted to have you on the show is, I don't know if you know, in Florida there have been some field trials going on, and we've been a little bit concerned about them because the manner in which they want to modify oranges in order to combat what is called greening. And you're doing some research that's a little different. Instead of modifying the oranges, you're modifying the insect that attacks the oranges. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the project's about. That's the major focus of the project.
Is this similar to, I don't know if you remember, the Mediterranean fruit fly problem that we had? Is this a similar situation where they modified the fruit flies so that they could not reproduce?
No, it's not the same as that. Instead, the goal here is to try to modify the psyllids so that they can no longer transmit the bacterium that causes the disease.
Oh, okay.
So they'd still be able to reproduce. Mm-hmm. In fact, the idea is that they would actually displace the current populations that uh-huh. are eating on the trees and spreading the disease. And therefore, being unable to spread the disease, the disease wouldn't be a problem anymore. That's the hope that would eventually come out of the project.
To me, I mean, I'm not a scientist, but this seems to be a much better way to go, because we received a confidential report that showed them modifying oranges with examples from frog genes, moth genes, other things that, quite frankly, I think a lot of consumers were a little uncomfortable with.
Yeah, that's understandable. A lot of people are very concerned about any kind of modification to their food crops. In this case, the actual food that we're going to be eating in this project, there wouldn't be any change to the oranges at all.
How far along are you in the field trials or research in what you're doing?
Well, the project just started a few months ago. It's based on some preliminary work that we did with a collaborator of ours at Arizona. Judy Brown is her name. And she's been working on psyllids, little insects, for a number of years. And they're related to whiteflies and aphids. Most people are more familiar with aphids than, you know, the other two species.
Yeah. Now, when you're going to modify these insects, are you adding something to them, or are you silencing a gene?
We have a number of candidate genes already that we think might be involved, but the first part of the project that we're doing now is actually increasing our data, the knowledge that we have of the genes that are involved in that whole transmission process.
Okay.
And then the goal is to figure out which of those genes look like the best candidates to then try to silence within the insect. And then we're going to test that out and see which of those, you know, several dozen genes look like the best candidates, and then we're going to introduce them back into the psyllid in a form that knocks out the normal expression. And the big concern here is do you want to have oranges that come from the United States or not?
Right.
That's the question.
Yeah.
And if we don't come up with an answer to this citrus greening disease problem, then in not that many years, there aren't going to be any oranges grown in the United States anymore.
I agree.
Or grapefruit, or limes, or lemons. It's going to wipe out the whole citrus industry.
Any citrus. And, you know, we are keenly aware of that. And I think a lot of people think that Food Nation Radio is against any other answers that don't involve just growing organic oranges. But we are realistic in the fact that you have to produce a certain amount of citrus in this country to meet the need and the demand of consumers. Otherwise, they're going to be buying them from Argentina and Brazil and other places.
And if they come from China or Argentina or Brazil, you have no idea what's been sprayed on them.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Very important in states like Florida and California. And
yeah.
We really appreciate your time. David Gang, associate scientist from Washington State University. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So that was our interview with him, which I thought was very interesting.
If you have the technology and can genetically modify the pest, do that instead of genetically modifying the food.
Well, I don't know if people remember the Mediterranean fruit fly, but that's basically, they did something similar. What they did was they wouldn't let them reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, they're doing something a little different, but it should eradicate the problem. And I don't know why they didn't think of this in Florida to begin with.
Absolutely. And the U.S. and here we go again. The USDA is actually funding the research study in this project. So.
USDA is actually looking a little better in my eyes this week, I have to say.
Miss any part of the show? Download the podcast and listen anytime at ElizabethDoherty.com. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.